This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Yeah, friend!
And with it, let me say, let me say,
yeah, friend!
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show.
Follow me.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you, Fran.
Friend,
you as a music guy have to at least appreciate a little bit.
That's good song. So the more you guys do it, the more it's like gotten stuck in my head.
Yeah,
and so I was like in my house.
Happens.
I was in my house singing it, and my like 15-year-old sister started singing with me too. She knows it.
There you go. Tremonti's a good guitar player too. I don't know if you're a guitarist, but he is.
What's his name?
Mark Tremonti.
It's Creed's.
Creed's guitar player. Yeah,
I'll have to listen to him.
Google him a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers: make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Final check-in. Are you good with Nick Sirianni picking his own offensive coordinator, even if that is internal? 59.2% say yes. 40.8% say no. Speaking of diamond engagement rings, happy anniversary to you and your lovely wife, Renee, which was Sunday, right?
Yes.
There you go. You have Valentine's.
Did 23 years.
Now, did you purposely put your wedding that close to Valentine's Day? So like a little two birds, one stone scenario there?
No, I did not. I did not even set the date. She
oh,
did.
Really?
She
okay.
did. I don't know if she really thought about it during that time.
Yeah,
but she maybe she did.
Gypped herself a little bit on that one, you know? Not great planning, you know?
Yeah, it's like getting married on Christmas.
And how many years is, I'm sorry, how many years did you say?
23.
23.
23 officially married, 30 together.
30.
I count them all.
I can't believe I've been... We've been married to Val for 10 years, but we've been together 15, which feels like
You want those 2 years to count, don't you?
Yes. 5 years. 5 years. We were together for 5.
Oh, you should say 10 and then 15. Yeah, I got you. Yes.
Yeah, they count.
Damn right they count.
They count. 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? I can spike. I'm still celebrating, baby.
What's up, Big A?
You still there on the parkway?
I'm still, man. I leave, man. I got a little camping set over there, man. I might not leave till the next one comes.
There you go. That way you got your spot for the next one. You don't have to get there early.
Yeah, I'll be there. But I'm going to tell you a story about some Karens at the end that was messing with me down there. But my birthday the same as Michael Vick, what'd that make me?
I don't know. Runner-up MVP one time?
Me and Mike Vick born on the same day, but to cross him out, me and my mom born on the same day.
Yeah. Thank well, you, I just find it ironic that the three biggest stars in the city, all of us on one show, are connected to them by birthdays.
Yeah, yeah, Bryce, crazy. Joel, and Jalen.
And Jalen, yes.
Yeah, that is crazy.
That is crazy that all three of us.
And it's crazy that I have Jalen,
and
you have Bryce, and Jack is stuck with Joel.
He's either a day before or a day after Embiid.
Oh,
or
really?
Or the same day.
I don't know.
I don't know why you got Jalen the way you feel about
it. Look, man, we're winners. We're winners. We just win. We just win, brother.
The way you feel about Look, man, look, I'm taking him right now. If he beat Mahomes next year, I'm putting him in front of Mahomes. I'm damn near ready to put him in front of Mahomes now. Because when you
well, I think they play in the regular season. You're not talking about in the regular season, are you?
No. We're talking like Super Bowl.
Oh, if they meet in the Super Bowl next year.
Again, I'm talking about the Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right. Cause
call us then. What are we doing?
Listen. Okay. Can I talk for a minute?
You've been talking a lot. Yeah. Go ahead.
I ain't say nothing.
Oh, well, that's your fault.
I knew you were going to say that.
Let me say this. Mahomes is not impressive in the Super Bowl. He's not impressive. He got 10 touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
Bro, I don't know what to tell you.
In the Super Bowl.
Watch the games.
Right?
Yeah.
I can watch the regular season and say he's great. But when you get to the Super Bowl, you got to be great too, greater. And Jalen always shows that when he's great and he's average. He's above average during the season, but he's great in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So I'm gonna put him right behind Mahomes. Forget Allen. Forget Jackson.
Dude, let's
all them Burrow,
actually
all
let's
of them.
Let's
get
skip
all of them.
Let's skip Mahomes. Why don't we just put Jalen in front of Tom Brady?
No, I'm never going to put him in front of Tom Brady.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't want to be crazy.
Like
I'm not crazy.
I'm not your man. It took me a long time to start liking Hurts, bro. I wasn't a Hurts fan. It took me a long time to get there.
Well, it took you until last
once
Sunday.
Once I got there. No, he got me when he went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The first time.
The first time, yeah.
I was hooked. I got hooked. And I just love the boy to death now. And it's just like, I think when he gets to a certain point, when he's playing, he just elevates his game. And A.J. Brown said it. A.J. Brown said it. If you listen to him, he said it. He said during the regular season, it's just like, you know, I ain't going to say he don't like the regular season. He cleaned it up real quick. But he said in these kind of games, though, he likes to shine and show the light and all that type of stuff. A.J. Brown said that. Mm-hmm. I listened to everything, man, when I was, you know, abbreviated, but I listened to it. I had a great time, brother.
Did you say abbreviated?
Abbreviated. Yeah. I don't know the words like that because I still am a little bit.
Yeah, you're certainly not abbreviated. I can tell you that. This call's been going on for 5 minutes.
Drunk. Let's call it drunk. Let's just keep
okay.
It
right, right.
All right. Oh, man, that was awesome.
Oh, shoot. I think I... Oh, wait. Sorry.
Knocked him off.
Yeah, I've been screwing up this call board all day long. Big A is hilarious. He's still there. He's still on the...
He's still inebriated.
He's still, abbreviated. Ben in Millville, you're on WIP. What's up, Ben? Oh, Mayor Ben.
Oh, Ben in Millville.
Yo, guys. What's up?
What up, Mayor
Ben? What's up, Ben? Mayor Ben?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm
great
doing
job last night.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. So I was down in Millville at the Elks Lodge. And
you had your speaking engagement?
Yeah. And what would you say? It was about it was a couple hundred people there last night, right?
Yeah, but think about like 212, 220 right around there.
Yeah. We had a good time.
I do a good job for you?
Yeah, well, once you got rolling, you know, like Kevin Smith, who's the grand poobah of the Elks down there, down here in Millville. You know, he was like kind of like asking him questions. It was kind of an awkward start to be getting him going, but you know,
yeah. it was an awkward start too. It was a Q&A.
Okay,
and then I was just like, you know, instead of you asking me all these questions, I'll just
roll.
I'll just talk. Yes.
Yeah. You know,
and then I'll answer questions at the end from everybody else.
There you go.
Yeah. And you know, he talked great. You know, I always talked a lot about his playing past and like what it was like. And you know, I was gonna Q&A at the end. I was gonna ask him about the cats and the rats. And he was like, I told like that. He was like, what? I was like, come on, you played at the vet. He was like,
right.
Everybody knows about the cats and the rats.
The rats
were as big as the cats.
Yep. That is true.
But no, it was good. You got some valuable points. Good, your little insights into players and this and that. And you know, the one rhetoric that I kept on hearing from everybody, we're like, "Wow, we didn't think he was that tall. Wow, we didn't think he was that tall."
Oh, what? Yeah, I'm a legitimate 6'3".
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's a linebacker in the NFL. What are we? It's not TK over here. No offense, TK.
Yeah, I'm Tom Kelly.
No. It's all good. You did a good job. I'm excited for the Phils, but not excited as Jack is. Like, you know, big whoop-de-doo. I just want that warmer weather. You know, I'll be down in Florida in less than a week.
Ah, you going down to Clearwater?
I'm going down to Key West.
Oh, Key West. Okay.
Yeah, for my birthday.
So. Never been to Key West.
I'll have to give you guys a call when I'm down there and be okay. Like, hey.
Key West looks fun. My brother-in-law Joe and Paige, I think, have been down to Key West. It's just like looks like too much fun for me.
Oh,
you know,
it's that type of fun. Yeah, your little party,
right? Isn't it?
No, I mean there is the nightlife. You know, you can if you want, but if you want to relax, you can totally get yourself away from the world and just you know, sit at your, you know, some beachside place and just sip away. You know.
There you go.
You know, Jimmy, you know,
Jimmy Buffett.
Name.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, Buffett was that's his home down there.
Yeah,
yeah, wasn't Margarita there, Man, so, right? You know.
Yeah, Margaritaville. Yeah.
Margaritaville.
That's a beautiful place, you know. I was there last year for my 29th, so this year for my 30th. It's, you know, it's an awesome place to be.
Mayor of 30. Wow. Look at me.
I'm actually the youngest mayor ever to be elected in the city of Mobile.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, so I got elected when I was 26. I was the second youngest ever to get elected. And then I became mayor when I was 28, I think, if I'm remembering this.
What are you doing to balance the budget of Millville? What are you doing? Are you you making Millville great again?
Hey, I can tell you about my, bringing it back. No, I can tell you my thoughts about Trout. You know, I dabbled into that. You remember that?
Yes, like,
I'll get that from Mike off air. I don't want to.
He's a great player. He's a great representative of Millville.
Yeah, but sure sounds like it. All right, man. See you.
See Trout moving to right field.
Oh yeah, boy, he's doing whatever it takes to win. Dude, no one's gonna ever remember how good he was because he chose this path of his
career. It's true. I agree.
You know,
because damn sure didn't get to see much of it.
Dude, ask for a trade to some contender.
We damn sure didn't get to see much of him playing.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's up there, boy?
Whoa, yeah, Herb. Boy.
You're still hot. You're still hot, brother.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mike, you're a Super Bowl champion. How's that feel, brother?
Yes, I have a...
How's that feel? 8 days in?
Hell yeah.
You're a Super Bowl champion, man. You're loving it.
Yes, I am.
You're loving it.
I am a champion.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just bought a bunch of stuff from my NFL shop.
Yeah.
Waiting for the deliveries, you know what I mean?
Oh, boy, they got you, huh?
Got me for a couple more hundred.
I know it, man. That's how they've been getting
it. The coach's jacket that snaps down, snap up. And then I got, I bought the jacket that Jalen was wearing, the media day, the white, you know, the off days or whatever they call it.
Ah, yeah, I know what you're saying. Oh, yeah, those are pretty good.
Yeah. You should, you know, you'd look good in that. Herb could rock that beret if he was wearing.
Yep.
On the, was that after the game or before the game?
Was,
oh, no, it was during the parade.
Yeah. But he also wore it to the NFC Championship game.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, you could rock one of those, Herb.
Yeah, brother. Hey, listen.
Yes.
I'm going to say the same thing I said to JoJo this morning. And back in 2023, the Eagles, okay, they made 650 million. That was their total revenue. They walked away with $158 million.
Profit.
Okay, profit, yeah. Profit, yeah. Net okay. Profit.
Yeah.
So these guys, we got three or four players that we got to take care of these guys. They showed that they can play, and I'm sure they're going to play even harder once they're in the green next year, you know? So, it's repeat. Let's go. Repeat, repeat, repeat.
That should be on the
That's
t-shirt.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
I think Jalen Hurts, at this point in his career, he's been to two Super Bowls. There's a bunch of quarterbacks that haven't even been to one Super Bowl yet, let alone some haven't even been to the AFC Championship.
Yep.
Okay? Yeah, Dak.
But let me just say that I think Jalen actually could call his own plays.
I think
and
so,
I
too.
I would actually give him a shot.
Let him be the OC.
In training camp, yep. Or even in ATOs, where you had a simulated game or so in, like, May or June, okay, and see if he could do something like that.
They
and
should try that in
not
ATOs.
Not just that, but what's his name? I'd like to see them bring back, what's his face?
Zach Vaughn?
Doug Peterson?
No. What's his name that was here with
Frank Reich?
Frank Reich.
Yeah, Frank Reich. Yeah, I'd like to see them bring Frank Reich back because he seems like he's a good play caller. And he's just been in the wrong places. This team here, when Frank was here, and then, you know, that 17-18 team, they got it done. This team's even better. Okay, and could be better than any of the Eagles teams. Right now, they're the best Eagles team that I've seen. Okay, I mean, I'm going back to when Andy first started.
Yeah. There,
you lost three out of four NFC championship games. I remember.
Yeah, come on,
yeah,
Ike.
Thanks for reminding us.
Yeah, do you remember that, Ike?
I remember when Sheldon Brown actually,
do you remember?
Sheldon Brown called me to order a limousine when they lost to Arizona in 08, he's calling me.
Now, that one I was not a part of.
Yeah.
No, you weren't here, but I'm just saying.
No, I was here. I was just retired.
Those games, we should have won. We should have won two Super Bowls out of that group that
Ike
was on.
Yeah, at least.
What are you doing, Ike?
I'd have settled for one.
Yep.
And he's saying if I just had one, it would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Herb, do you wear cologne? Do you wear a cologne?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I wear a different kind, you know, whatever I can buy cheap, because I don't buy that stuff that's $100, $200.
Yeah.
Nah.
You know,
see you doing that.
You ever see those bottles in Boyd's?
Yeah.
You know those bottles that they got right before the elevators? Yeah.
Yeah. Little Aqua Velva?
Yeah. I forget the names. Yeah.
They you buy
all
Axe.
Different colors.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, Rookie?
You can...
Rookie,
George,
you remember Rookie?
Jordan has them. Cologne? Neiman Marcus has them. They all got
Zoop.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Herb.
I'm rating Jalen Hurts as the number two quarterback right now in the NFL.
You sure
number
that's high two. Enough?
He's my guy right now. He's
he just beat Mahomes. How do you have him behind Mahomes? He just beat him head
to
head.
He just beat him, yeah, but I can't. Mahomes got a couple more Super Bowls.
He does.
When
Jalen
wins one more Super Bowl next year,
yep.
Then he's going to be the number one quarterback. And they might have to redo his deal.
Yep.
Oh, they will.
They might be smart to redo his deal and give him maybe like 60 or 65 million.
Piece of the team.
Oh, Lord.
Piece of the team.
There's going to be somebody's going to get a boatload of money, so might be Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I would imagine that next contract is going to be pretty big for Jalen.
Will probably be pretty big.
I mean,
yeah,
it's going to be pretty big. Yeah,
he's only
by
got,
a lot of berets.
Got 3 years left on what he's got. He's got 3 years left, and if he can win in Super Bowl in 25 season, that would you know, with 2 years left on that deal. I mean, that team is worth right now, they were 8.3 Jeffrey Lurie was worth. That thing is probably over nine now that they won the Super Bowl.
$9 billion?
Maybe even nine and a half that they won the Super Bowl. We have to see what it looks like with the numbers.
Would you sleep with a person on the first date?
What's that?
Like first date. Do you think it's okay to have sex on the first date?
Yeah, if they want to have sex, yeah, why not?
Okay,
you know?
Just checking.
I met that girl down there. You know, she was nice. I liked her. She's nice. Yeah. Down there, I met her like
German
right
chocolate.
Before the
yeah.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And she took care of me. She gave me like a whole load of these sensors. I got about 50
or 60.
Oh,
well, I was about to say.
You know what them things are worth? They're like, they cost me $25 for two sensors.
Per load.
For my diabetes. For my diabetes.
Okay.
Yeah, the sensors.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she, her mother was like, young, 66. She passed away. She had a lot of
Her mother was 66?
Yeah, her mother was 66 and had issues. And she,
how old are you?
The mother had diabetes and some other things. And she had these sensors in her garage at her house.
Herb has to be at least 66.
So contacted me and told me about the sensors. And I went down to near Temple. She works at the school.
Oh, how old is she?
I picked her up. I don't know. You seen her in there.
I did see her, but I didn't know her age, though. She looks good.
I don't know. I didn't ask her how old she was.
Oh, well, yeah, you don't care, yeah.
Got a Carter.
I think she might have a couple kids. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was with those guys, the one guy that makes a lot of, you know, he's all fired up like me, sitting over at the bar. That's where he was sitting, there with his couple buddies. I'll show you who he is.
All right, Herb. We gotta go, buddy. We gotta end the show.
Have you seen Pete?
I have not seen Pete.
Yeah, we gotta end it. I hear you.
No, the show. The show's
yeah,
over.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
All right, so the Phillies.
It's unreal.
It's come down to how.
Herb, we gotta end the show. We gotta end the show.
What do you think about the new lineup?
No, get out of here, Reese. We'll talk to you tomorrow. By the way, this from Captain John Walker of the Philly Police, who was right in front of him when Nolan Smith took the kid. He said he picked him up, put him around his neck. We thought it was his son as he walked away. If we stopped and asked him if it was his son, he put him down. He was 50 yards away from his parents.
So they had to get him back to us.
Yep. Yeah, that is amazing. Hey, is that your child? The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
You guys sound more excited talking about Blue Chew than you do about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. Nick in Delaware.
Well, what do you want me to say? I wish I could pop in a pill and make it seem like that the Super Bowl just happened again. What's nice?
He's standoffish around people he doesn't know. I'm sorry, is Jack a misbehaved dog? George in Newtown.
I think that is a fair comparison. Right?
I guess.
Jack around new people? He doesn't like new people. He's not going to bite you.
He's not going to bite you.
Yep. What's next?
Another week Jack's off? It's time for my comeback.
Honest Jack.
Oh!
And he got the whole another week Jack's off. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Put a little bit more of a pause in there next time.
Wow, a return of Honest Jack. Would love to hear that. Love that he's texting. What's next?
We get a full offseason of Elliot in the studio? Will Ike even survive? Joe in South Philly.
It's me. Maybe Spike may not survive.
I was just about to say, Jack and I are in far more trouble with Tuesdays with Elliot in the off season than Ike is. So thank you to Fran filling in for Jack today. Great job. TK next. TK,
that's correct.
TK's up next.
Straight up TK. Just TK.
Straight up TK.
94 WISB.
The Fighting Upper Moorlands. What is the Upper Moorland? What's the mascot?
Yeah, the Fighting Upper Moorlands.
Well, Bears.
The Bears?
Bears, there
the
you Bears. Go.
The fighting
Bears.
Upper Moorlands. All right, TK is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.